Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
2243.
Thank you. You said 2243?
92243.
My apologies, 92243. Okay. Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
John Ryers.
I'm looking for that name, sir. Thank you. I'm still here. I'm looking for that name.
What was that?
I am still here, sir. I'm looking for that name. Do you mind spelling it for me, please?
R-Y-E-R-S-O-N.
You said L-I-E-R-S-O-N?
No, R.
Okay, sir. I'm not locating an account with that name. Would there be a different name that could have been used, sir?
No.
Do you have an order number?
No, it's... I got off the net.
Got what off the net, sir?
So a promotion. The same place I got your number.
For what, sir?
For a the thing where you win something and to pay shipping to receive it. I put my credit card, and the thing says you can only receive one per person. I haven't received anything.
So you were trying to place an order and it didn't go through. They told you that you can only receive one per person.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. So you haven't been billed yet or processed any type of payment yet. It wouldn't go through, correct?
Yeah, it's only $1 to $2.
Okay. For me to be able to see who you have services with, sir, I would first have to pull up an account. My suggestion is try a different email, a different form of payment, and see if it goes through with that.
There is no email. You don't have anything.
Okay, sir. My suggestion again would be trying a different email or form of payment.
How do I try when you don't have an email?
I'm just trying to recommend trying a different email address when you enter that.
You only have one option.
When you enter your personal information or a different card.
Excuse me. You only give a person one option. You only give a person one option.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, sir, but we are not associated with any accounts, with any type of county or government offices. For me to be able to see who you have services with, sir, I'm going to need to first pull up an account. So what I would recommend, since your order is not going through, sir, to try a different form of payment or email, or when you're entering your personal information, sir.
You only give a person one form of payment.
Okay, so again, I do apologize. I do not have the ability to place the order for you, so you would have to place it online. I would refresh your page and try to use a different form of payment and see if it goes through with that, sir. That's what I can recommend without having an account pulled up, sir.
You only have one form of payment. That's with a card. Either MasterCard or Visa card.
So I would try to use a different card then, sir.
And that's worked. You have a chance with two cards and none of them work.
Okay, so again, that's the only thing I can recommend without having an account pulled up, sir, or an order, is try to use a different card, sir.
You can't use a different card. You only have two options.
Okay, sir, I do apologize. I do not have the ability to place the order over the phone, sir. Well, you have to go online and place the order.
That's why I place it is online. Tell me this. Is it a scam?
He said, again, I do apologize. My name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, but we are not associated with any county or government offices for me to be able to see who you have services with, sir. I have to pull up an account, sir. Since you don't have an account or an order with us, I recommend where you're trying to place the order, sir, you use a different form of payment and see if the order goes through with that. If it's still not going through,
I'll reach out to your bank
to see if there's something on there and that's preventing the charge from going through.
I'll just forget it. I'll see concern or reports. I'll file a complaint.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. Thank you for calling customer support.
Did you guys enough with a scam?
So I cannot